In 2007, Christopher Hitchens wrote a column in Vanity Fair, and in that column, he argued that women are not funny. This is what he wrote. He wrote, "Why are women who have the whole male world at their mercy not funny? Please do not pretend not to know what I am talking about." Well, you can imagine the reaction he received from that article. Bob Mondello is in the studio with me. Bob, Christopher Hitchens wrote that in 2007, women aren't funny.
That's craziness. Oh, my God. What about Carol Burnett? What about...
She was funny.
And Lucille Ball and
funny.
Tina Fey. And
funny.
Oh, my God. No. Of course, lots of funny women.
I am asking you this question, Bob, because there are three films out right now, Jumping the Broom, Something Borrowed, and Bridesmaids, all written by women, all starring women. They are female comedies, and they all take place against the backdrop of weddings.
Yes, they are. And two of them are what you'd call conventional women's comedies.
This Jumping the Broom and Something Borrowed.
That's right.
Conventional, and, you mean?
Well, that they feature women in the way that we're accustomed to seeing women featured in pictures. To some extent, women are put on pedestals in bridal comedies. You know, they wear the pretty dresses and everything.
So a lot of tears, hugs.
Yes, exactly. And much caring. Enormous amounts of caring.
So let's hear a clip from the film Something Borrowed. This is a scene with Kate Hudson and Jennifer Goodwin, and they're talking about their friendship.
I don't think there's anybody who knows me like you. It's like you totally accept me.
Nurse, where are you saying all this?
I don't know.
Aww,
yeah, I don't
so
either.
Yes. That's a comedy?
Well, it's part of a comedy. It's the night before the wedding, and they're having this chat. And I have to say, I imagine that people do have that kind of chats before weddings. I've actually had that kind of a chat with male friends before a wedding, but it isn't the center of things. And if you have a comedy with women in it, and one of them has stolen the other one's boyfriend, you would expect them to scream at each other, and they kind of don't through the whole movie because they have to be supportive of each other. This is how women are portrayed in pictures with
other
women.
By the way, is it funny? Did you think it was funny?
I loathed it. I couldn't stand this movie. This drove me crazy. But that isn't why I think it's a conventional comedy. I think it's a conventional comedy because I didn't recognize those characters. I don't know people like those women.
Right.
I don't believe it.
Let me ask you about the film Something Borrowed, because the character played by Jennifer Goodwin is supposed to be kind of frumpy and... And she's not. I mean,
I don't know who decided that poor woman. Jennifer Goodwin is frequently cast as the frump.
She's cute,
adorable,
absolutely
adorable. Yeah. I have no idea who made that decision about her career, but she should play somebody.
I mean,
willowy
and
gorgeous.
Is there this idea that really absolutely stunning female actors cannot do comedy because it's too distracting? Or
oh, gee, I guess, and really stunning men can't either, right? If you're really good looking, it's harder to do comedy. I suppose, but I mean,
there aren't. George Clooney can pull it off, but I mean, some of these.
Lucy. Lucy.
Lucille Ball, right?
Ball was, before she became a comedienne, was regarded as a showgirl. Mm. She was just beautiful. You always saw her in movies. She was wearing an evening gown. She was gorgeous. They had to make her look frumpy in I Love Lucy because otherwise, I guess, people wouldn't feel as comfortable laughing at her.
Okay, here is a clip from another film. It's called Bridesmaids, and the producer is Judd Apatow, famous for Superbad and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. He didn't write it. It was written by Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live. And here is a clip from the film. It is just a warning to people listening. It's gross.
Oh, you're playing that one.
We're going to play that one. Okay. Here it is.
I don't know what to say. You look... Megan, are you okay?
My dress was probably just tight.
Oh, my God. You got food poisoning from that restaurant, didn't you?
No, I had the same thing that she had, and I feel fine.
All right. All right, this is Bob.
I can't even imagine where that goes because they're not showing the rest of that clip.
this is a pretty gross scene, and there are a lot of these kinds of gross moments in this movie. People are talking about this as being the first, female gross-out film ever made.
Yeah, well, it's not that, but it is different, though. What is different about it is that these women are human. They have the same frailties
that
men do.
They're flatulence jokes.
Exactly.
And you
go into digestive tract in ways that you don't usually in pictures about women. But that is the big difference, that the women are allowed to behave normally. The way that this is being portrayed in the press in general is that it's women acting like men. men.
Ah.
And I think the difference is not that women are now acting like men, but that women are getting the same privilege that men do to act like human beings in these movies. I think that's the big difference.
So it is groundbreaking in a sense.
I think it is in a way. Although my favorite comedians, Lucy, frequently acted like a real human being. I mean, you saw her in that kind of situation. The best women comics are all about being human, are all about being recognizable. But I think it is doing one thing that I think you can, you and I, two men, are on the radio today talking about women comics.
Yep.
And I think as long as that conversation goes on, that's a game changer.
That's NPR's Bob Mondello. Bob, thanks so much for coming in.
It's always a pleasure.